Welcome to the Chasing Brighter podcast.
You're about to go on a journey of self-discovery as we chase a brighter you. Every single week, we will bring you new episodes that will cover everything from lifestyle and tips to more serious conversations about grief, life, and hardships.
Allow this show to be a reminder to always keep chasing a brighter version of you. Let's get into it.
Welcome to our episode on overcoming imposter syndrome. On the month of April, we're talking about our awakening, navigating self-discovery, mastering mindset, and overcoming imposter syndrome.
Yeah, I am excited to talk about this topic of overcoming imposter syndrome, Jess, because while it might be something that's in your vernacular, it's not something in mine. So when we talked about this and it seems to be a very hot topic,
yeah,
I was like, what is this? I didn't even know exactly what it means.
Yeah, I think it keeps growing and becoming more and more of like a pop culture or cultural term or phenomenon. But basically, it's a condition of feeling anxious and not experiencing success internally, despite being high-performing in external objective ways. It's not a diagnosable mental illness, right? And ironically, a lot of people with imposter syndrome are often very highly accomplished, impressive individuals. I think it could be, some of my clients might say, oh, I have social anxiety, or I don't feel confident, or different. There's different ways that you might say it. But it's basically like you don't feel like you're capable of doing the work that you're doing, even though you're highly accomplished.
Yeah. And in doing research on this episode, I think about The Year of Yes, our most recent book club book, where I think Shonda Rhimes sometimes didn't feel good enough, didn't feel she experienced an incredible amount of success, but didn't truly feel like she was worthy of it. And I think part of her journey was that. So it's like being worthy of your success, being worthy of who you are and owning it. And I think as we come into ourselves, as we get older and more wiser, this age where we are now is really tackling that, yes, you are enough. Thinking about even Shonda
Rhimes. Embracing our badassery.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, totally. And I think it's like, when it gets, I think, really bad for someone is I think a person would have an inability to realistically assess their competence and skills. So it's, I would say if you've been doing your job for a minute, you and I have been doing our job a long time. We're experts.
Yeah.
Right? And embrace being an expert. But people are attributing their success to, oh, I'm successful because Bill was with me on that project. Or, oh, that's because my boss likes me. Or, so that's another kind of characteristic, is that they think there's another reason why they're successful and they can't get inside and accept that it's because of their skill set.
Yeah, I think the attributing success to external factor is definitely one of the big signs of that you're experiencing it.
And talking down and minimizing your performance, which I think, like we talked about before, again, going back to badassery, how you and I won podcast of the year, and just not being like, oh, it's because, oh, I looked it up and there were this many people in the category, or, oh, we got it because blah, blah, blah. It's just not berating your performance. But I think a lot of people do that. They berate their performance or minimize.
Yeah. Right?
Like how well they did or what they're doing.
Yes. Yeah. And even just like fear of failure. So for whatever reason, you're in this moment where you've had all this success, but yet for whatever reason, you are afraid you're not going to succeed in this one thing.
Yeah.
And you know what? Honestly, I have that quite a bit because I do like software implementations and I deal with like difficult customers. And I've done 20 plus implementations, maybe even 30 in my life. And yet I'll come across one where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm failing. I'm not doing a good job. Like this is, and it's silliness. And it is amazing how your mind can play tricks on you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think also a lot of people with imposter syndrome often overachieve. They're overachievers, right? And then I think you start nitpicking yourself then, right? Because you're shooting for such lofty goals.
Yeah. And I wonder if this ties a little bit to the classic kind of midlife crisis where you realize that there's no there, right? You spend all this time working so hard where you realize like you're there. essentially, right? And versus continually trying to achieve something because you don't think that you're good enough or you're there yet. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, how about you? Like, I gave myself an example of like where I realize I definitely suffer from this on occasion myself. How about you? What are some of those factors that you realize for yourself?
I would say for me, not being active on social media as a mental health therapist. That's very intimidating for me. There are a lot of people in that space who have a lot to say. And I get overwhelmed and intimidated.
So you don't feel, there's certain things that maybe you're procrastinating on because you don't feel that you are worthy having something that...
There's not like a need for it necessarily because I have a small practice and it's full. But if you were like, Jessica, tell me some tips to reduce anxiety, I get very... I don't even know if it's imposter syndrome, but I don't want to be like, these are the 5 things that you need to do to reduce anxiety.
You have a hard time owning your badassery on that.
I think it's more, I don't know you. And what works for Kelly might not work for Susan and might not work for Karen. You know what I'm saying? And so that I get in my head about that. But when I see people, so I don't know. But yeah, I don't know what that is. We'll say it's imposter syndrome of like self-doubt of putting myself out there and being very vocal in the mental health space.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are some strategies that we can use?
Yeah.
To
one of the things is that we have to realize is that imposter syndrome is about your internal self,
mm-hmm.
right? And you deserve allowing yourself to be worthy. And so we have to start talking back to those insecurities. So I would say when you're feeling insecure, think about the facts, okay? List out the steps you took to where you are. Think about your performance evaluations, trainings, jobs that you've had, you know, how you've studied. I had a client years ago that was at their job for 15 years, and they thought at any moment they could be fired, right? So we list out the evidence. Okay, do you know anybody at your current job that just one day they were fired immediately and they had no? Okay, so there's a fact. Okay, have you ever had a negative performance review? No, I have not. And so we list out the facts to talk back to those insecure feelings.
I like that. I also think about, I think that ties into another part, which is like using that and creating a new narrative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I find that even like with like an example would be like even my husband, Brian, sometimes where he's like shy or embarrassed or something about maybe it's, I don't know, having a newer car or something. He has some cool cars and he sometimes doesn't want, I don't know, he sometimes gets shy about it or something. And I'm always like, you own your success. Like you worked so hard. Or sometimes I think when he doesn't like if he takes a day off work in the middle of the week and he feels bad about it and how it looks to his employees. And I was like, who cares? Like you worked your butt off. That's your company. And it took him a lot to get there. And I think that to what you're saying is people who put a lot of work and energy to get to where they are, even for us, it took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get to where we are. And having that narrative of we do deserve the things that we have. We do deserve having a flexible schedule sometimes because we put in the effort early on.
Right.
And talking about it to someone else, mm-hmm. helping. I notice so much, right? Where it's, if you talk about it, it helps to normalize it, just getting it out there
right,
and also realizing other people feel the same way.
And it's normalized. And also you could also get encouraging positive feedback too.
Yes.
But to go back to that creating a new narrative, that's what I was going to say is one of the things when I changed my schedule and I was done at 2:30, I thought I had to start working at 7 to explain to people why I was no longer working in the afternoons. And then I realized it was nobody's business. And so my narrative was like, I own my own business and I work whatever hours I work and I don't owe anybody an explanation.
Yeah.
And so that was my narrative. But yeah. And then following up to, just talking to other people about it. And then you maybe someone that you know that's like super, super accomplished. And they're like, oh my God, I don't know what I was doing today. And then you'd be like, oh, okay. That's just also a normal part of life.
Yes. Yes. And I think even not comparing ourselves to others, which I see that in myself sometimes too, where you think about maybe somebody else is better at this, that, and the other. You don't see it the same for yourself, which really isn't fair to yourself. And everyone's journey is so unique, and we all have just such a different perception of other people as well.
Yeah. And I think it's ridiculous to think you know everything.
Yeah.
Like for therapy, there's 10 million theories and approaches and, you know, and so just recognize you don't have to know everything about everything, right? You have a specific skill set, so you can recognize your unique talents and where you're good at, and it's okay to not know everything.
Yes. Yes. I think that's another, you need to be, give yourself grace, go easy on yourself. I think that's where a lot of us are so critical of ourselves and less so toward other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy human stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think if you're feeling insecure and you want to bolster that, another way is to improve your skill set by taking classes or trainings or set new goals for yourself.
Yeah, I love that too. I think especially for ourselves on Chasing Brighter and being on our journey of self-discovery is about learning and exploring and kind of personal growth, right? And so some of that can be also professional growth and learning what it is that other things that you can do to gain more expertise.
Yeah, and I think almost every profession you can get certifications and special letters after your name, right? And that might help you feel better and more confident.
Yeah.
But I think it goes back to worthiness. And so we have to recognize, one, that these are distortions and that we are worthy, right? You're not going to be in the position you are. No one's going to hire you or continue employing you if you are not worthy for work. They will have found a way to get rid of you. And recognizing that you're worthy. And then when you treat yourself like you're worthy, how do you support, love, and care for yourself so that you feel better and build up your sense of self?
Yes, this is a common feeling. Everyone mm-hmm. has felt it or does feel it. And you're not special in this. And I think part of that is just like, it's okay to feel this way, feel the feels, and then work on some tools to really overcome it and address it.
Yeah.
So I think
like with everything we talk about, even from the body keeps a score, it's okay. Connect to other people, talk to them about it, right? Identify there's a problem. So then get ways to fix it, right? Take classes, whatever, and then process through it and talk back to yourself about it. Create a new narrative, list out evidence, right? It's all the things we need to do to be healthy and happy.
Battle the imposter.
Yeah, totally.
Thanks for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe so you can hear our latest episodes as soon as they drop.
If you loved today's episode, share with a friend. Come visit us on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure to give us a follow. We have lots of giveaways. If you want to know more about Kelly and I, read our blogs, find more tips, tools, and resources, check that out at chasingbrighter.com. Thanks.